That school bell tells us that it is time for another class of the Warren County Radio Bible School. It is really a good day. Now, I don't know what kind of day it is outside today, but let me tell you, inside, it's always a good day for a Bible study. And so since you're going to be part of this Bible school, I would encourage you to go ahead and get your Bible and turn to the book of Ezra. That's in the Old Testament, Ezra chapter 3. And we're going to be talking about the temple being rebuilt and dedicated. This is the continuation of a lesson that we have already begun. And I'll remind the class that what we're doing in this Warren County Radio Bible School is studying the Sunday school notes that were prepared by E.A. Elam. Elam was born before the Civil War in Fosterville, Tennessee, and he went to school at Barrett College in Spencer, Tennessee. And at Barrett College, he learned from his professors the importance of worshiping God as it is written. They had the idea up there at Barrett College in Spencer that the Bible is all you need to know how to please God and to worship Him. And you could restore the New Testament church by just patterning yourselves after the church you read about in the New Testament. You could be a Christian and never join a denomination. And you could gather together with other Christians that had never joined a denomination, and you could simply worship as the Church of Christ. It is such a simple idea. And Elam learned that well when he was in Spencer at Barrett College, and he went forth out of that college after he graduated and spent his life teaching the importance of going after and following the New Testament and letting that be your authority in religion. You know, you can't do that and then come up with a denomination. You'll have to do something different than the New Testament to be a denomination. If you want to be a Baptist church, well, you probably ought to go study the Baptist Standard Manual to find out what a Baptist church is, because you don't read about the Baptist church in the New Testament. If you want to be a Methodist church, you might want to go get a Methodist discipline and read what that tells you need to do and how you need to organize yourselves and how you need to worship and what you need to teach if you want to be a Methodist church. Because if you just use the New Testament, you won't come up with a Methodist church. If you want to be a Presbyterian, well, there's a confession of faith that they have. And you can read that confession of faith and subscribe to that and teach that doctrine and then order the church according to the order that is laid out in that Presbyterian confession of faith. And you'll find yourself a Presbyterian church. But you don't read about the Presbyterian church in the Bible. All these churches started after the Reformation movement about 1,500 years ago. And they were developed by men in attempts to try to purify the corruptions that were in the church at that time. And they did a lot of noble work, but that's different than going to the New Testament. If you want to go back to the New Testament church, then you go all the way back to the New Testament and take all those creeds of men and stack them back on your shelves and then read afresh and anew what the New Testament teaches that the church ought to be. And then you do that and you'll be a New Testament church. That is such a simple idea, and that has to do with how the church is organized, and that also has to do with how the church worships. And Elam, so feeling so wonderful about understanding this, thought, I'm going to spend my life teaching this. And in his latter years, he wrote these Sunday school lessons. And when it came to this lesson in Ezra chapter 3 about worshiping God, as the temple was being rebuilt, he noted how they were to worship God as it was written. And surely that must have reminded him the things he'd learned years ago as a youth. And he guides us through that in this Sunday school lesson. This lesson was written for August the 6th, 19:22. And we're going to review Elam's notes and open our Bibles and read from Ezra chapter 3, that part of that Sunday school lesson that he taught back then. So as you're turning to the book of Ezra, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, as we come into these notes that are printed back by, they were printed by Williams Printing Company. They're actually printed in 1921 for the Sundays of 1922. And we've been reading through those notes. I've come to page 191, and we're beginning section 2 of this particular lesson called Worshiping God as It Is Written. Listen to the voice of old Brother Elam as he wrote, "The people went to Jerusalem in obedience to God." See Numbers chapter 29, where God said he would establish the place where the people were to worship, and they were to come to him where he said. They did not wait until the temple was rebuilt before they began to worship God. It was necessary to worship God during the time in which would be employed in the rebuilding of the temple. They built on the original foundation of the altar of the burnt offering, and began from the first day of the seventh month to offer daily burnt offerings at the appointed time. And they kept the feast of the tabernacles and the offering of the burnt offerings by number during the feast, as every day required. After this, they offered the burnt offerings of the new moons and of all the set feasts. Although fear was upon them because of the peoples of the countries, they began and continued to worship God. We will learn more of these bitter enemies of the Jews as we proceed in our lesson. There was but one way to restore the true worship of God, and that was to do all things according to His directions. Let me read that again. There was but one way to restore the true worship of God, and that was to do all things according to His directions. Let me add here that Moses had given the directions on how to worship God, and it was written in their law, and they knew what to do. Go back to the law. Do what the law said, and that worship of God that had been so long neglected during those years of captivity would be restored. You find that in Deuteronomy 12, verses 5 and 6. They made their burnt offerings, they kept their set feast, and they did all things, hear it, as it is written in the law of Moses, the man of God. Let me read to you from the book of Ezra, and I'm going to read Ezra chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. And here's what Ezra said. "And when the seventh month was come, and the children of Israel were in the cities, the people gathered themselves together as one man to Jerusalem. Then stood up Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, and the brethren of the priest, and Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and his brethren, and builded the altar of God of Israel to offer burnt offerings thereon." Hear it. "As it is written in the law of Moses, the man of God. And they set the altar upon its base, for fear was upon them because of the peoples of the countries,
and they offered burnt offerings thereon unto Jehovah, even burnt offerings morning and evening. And they kept the feast of the tabernacles, listen, as it is written, and offered the daily burnt offerings by number according to the ordinance and the duty of every day as required. And afterward to the continual burnt offering, and the offerings of the new moons, and of all the set feasts of Jehovah that were consecrated, and of every one that willingly offered a free will offering unto Jehovah, from the first day of the seventh month began they to offer the burnt offerings unto Jehovah. But the foundation of Jehovah was not laid. Let me read Ezra 3 and verse 7. And they gave money also to the masons, and to the carpenters, and food, and drink, and oil, unto them of Sidon, and to them of Tyre, to bring cedar trees from Lebanon to the sea, to Joppa, according to the grant they had with of Cyrus, king of Persia. And so, you note well in that reading that they were worshiping as it was written. Hezekiah reformed the people by persuading them to worship God as it is written. 2 Chronicles 30 and verse 5 and 31 verse 3. Josiah did the same in 2 Kings 22, 13, 23. And 2 Kings chapter 23, 3 and 21. As our lesson shows, after the captivity, the Jews restored the true worship of God by worshiping as it is written. Nehemiah 8 and verse 1 and 4 and 9 and 14. To restore the worship of God under Christ as revealed in the New Testament, it is necessary to worship God as it is written in that book. Just as the Jews were to restore the worship of Christ under the Old Testament, we're under the New Testament. And we're to restore the worship of Christ under the New Testament. On this point, I want you to read to you from Mark chapter 7. Now, there are those that think it doesn't really make any difference how we worship God, and we could do it according to our own traditions. But let me read to you from Mark chapter 7, and I will be reading from verses 1 through, let's see, this will go Mark 7, I think I'll read verses 1 through 13, and here's what we read. And there were gathered together unto him the Pharisees, and certain of the scribes, who had come from Jerusalem, and had seen that some of his disciples ate their bread with defiled, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees and all the Jews, except they wash their hands diligently, eat not, holding the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the marketplaces, except they bathe themselves, they eat not. And many other things there are which they have received to hold, washings of cups and pots and brazen vessels. And the Pharisees and scribes ask him, that is, they ask Jesus, they ask him, why walk not thy disciples according to the tradition of the elders, but eat their bread with defiled hands? And he said unto them, now this is what Jesus said unto them. This is Mark 3 and or 7 and verse 6. He said unto them, well did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written, this people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching as their doctrines the precepts of men, and leave the commandment of God, and hold fast to the tradition of men. And he said unto them, full well do you reject the commandment of God, that you may keep your tradition. For Moses said, honor thy father and thy mother, and he that speaketh evil of father or mother, let him die the death. But ye say, if a man say to his father or his mother, that whereat thou mightest have been profited by me is Corban, that is to say, given to God, ye no longer suffer him to do aught for his father or mother, making void the word of God by your tradition. which ye have delivered, and many such like things ye do. You see, Jesus taught that we don't worship God by human tradition. If we want to worship God acceptably, we do it as it is written.